Gabby, your summer breakfast show, only on Hit. Pippa and
Gabby. Cliffo and Gabby's unpopular opinion.
This is where we are able to voice in a safe zone an opinion that may not be mirrored by the majority. Yeah. And Cliffo, you're the one who is bringing the unpopular opinion to the table today.
I believe that hot cross buns should be sold all year round.
Music is very dramatic for hot cross
buns. That's a very dramatic statement, Gabby. Okay. And I will not have you underplaying it. number one, I'm sick of the outrage. Every Boxing Day they go on sale. It's always the way. And the outrage, the forced outrage on social media.
Yeah.
Why
it's
are we outraged?
It's too early.
Happens every year. Get used to it. But the second reason, I just think they're incredible. And why wouldn't you want them all year round?
Yeah. I am of the opinion, however, that it ruins the specialness of the bun, because if it's only for a limited time, you look forward to it and it makes it a bigger deal and you get more excited. If it was available all the time, you wouldn't have that.
So your argument is based on the specialness factor.
Yes.
Is specialness even a word?
Yes.
Maybe you should find out the actual word.
You need to contain these things to keep them special.
The specialness, Cliffo.
It's the specialness factor.
The vibe. It's Marbo. It's the specialness. But 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Christy wants to weigh in. Christy, should hot cross buns be sold year-round, mate?
No.
Why
Christy? I just think it takes the specialness away from it, and I really think, like, all the holidays, like Easter, Christmas, they should have a rule for 1 month.
Yeah, they need to be contained.
But Christy, don't you agree though? If it's just like one little loaf, one little section amongst all the Tip Top and Sun Blessed bread, like, it's not really going to have an impact because you ramp it up at Easter time, you know?
I kind of agree that. It's kind of like Raisin Toast.
They're totally different things, man.
You know how to press Cliffo's buttons.
I can't believe you planted that seed in Australia's mind, Gabby. They're different. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Chucky.
Hey,
and
Chucky.
What do you reckon? Should hot cross buns be available all year round?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was at uni in Bathurst, there was a bakery just up the road from where I lived that sold hot cross buns all year round.
Really?
But they only put the crosses on at Easter time, and it was the best.
Oh, so they're not hot cross buns, they're just buns.
They're just like cut fruit buns, but they're amazing anyway, and so we used to eat them all year round.
Yeah, well, the cross is very Eastery, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it symbolises the crucifix.
Which is weird that we're eating it, but okay.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's a whole other subject.
A whole other one for another day. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Alex, how you going?
Hey, bro.
Good, Alex. What do you reckon? Should they be available all the time?
Right, I've got some news for you. I'm a baker here in Canberra at Woolies, and we do make them all year round.
You make them all year round? Whereabouts?
Are they called different?
Yeah, we call them splash fruit buns, and then we only ice the crosses on them after Boxing Day.
All right.
And then every day of the year they're available as a spice fruit bun.
So how do you feel about that, Cliffo? Spiced fruit buns. Are you on board with that, or do you need the cross?
Oh, I'll take it. Look, okay, there's our compromise. We only have the cross at Easter time.
Okay.
The rest of the year, there's spiced fruit buns. And in other news, my wife, if you're listening, we're moving to Canberra.
Cliffo and Gabby.
Cliffo and Gabby.
Your summer breakfast show, only on Hit. Cliffo.